From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. South Florida school districts are tracking which students are logging on for virtual learning and which ones aren't. The data isn't perfect, but it's much better than no data at all, and that's what a lot of other school districts around the country are working with. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman explains why that matters.
High school seniors are the least likely to log on in Broward County. In Palm Beach, the attendance rate for students with disabilities is 20 percentage points lower than their peers. And the lowest numbers in Miami-Dade have been at the poorest schools. We know all this because South Florida school districts are tracking the data.
Attendance data is critical during this moment in time because it does allow us to see which students schools are reaching and where those gaps are.
Bree Dassault is from the Center for Reinventing Public Education. That's a think tank based at the University of Washington. Dassault's organization has found only 19 school districts across the country that are tracking attendance data. 7 are in Florida. That gives us a better idea of which students are struggling the most.
When it's difficult to track that, those students kind of fall into the shadows.
Klaus von Zastrow is with the Education Commission on the States, another national nonprofit think tank looking at how school districts are handling distance learning.
Those with the best data will have the best opportunity to respond.
Now, and as schools try to catch up in the fall. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
Palm Beach County says it expects to have 2 new walk-up coronavirus testing sites up and running this week. The Palm Beach Post reports that the 2 sites will begin taking appointments today. The locations are the C.L. Brumback Primary Care Clinics in the 1100 block of 45th Street in West Palm Beach and West Indiantown Road in Jupiter. People who want to be tested should call 561-642-1000. Once again, that number is 561-642-1000. Testing is set to begin tomorrow in West Palm Beach and Thursday in Jupiter. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.